Welcome to Conversations with Dr. V, the EQ doctor, where we talk all things emotional intelligence. My name is Dr. V. Most people are more aware of the things around them than the things going on inside of them. I had a pretty interesting conversation with a friend last week and decided to share some of what we discussed in today's episode. Hey, welcome back. Wow, I honestly cannot believe we are 5 episodes in. Sometimes you just have to go with it, and I am so happy that I did. Your responses have been overwhelmingly positive, and I appreciate each and every listen. In this episode, I'm going to share with you how the mind and body interact and how to recognize tension in your body, as well as I'm going to be sharing with you some exercises that'll help you recognize and let go of tension. Now, as I mentioned, I was having this conversation with a friend last week, and one of the things she stated was that she had been experiencing a lot more physical pain than she'd ever felt before. I really wasn't surprised when my otherwise healthy friend shared this with me. I am sure that this part probably comes as no surprise to you, but we're basically somewhere in the middle of a worldwide pandemic. Most of us are stuck at home unless you're considered an essential worker. And depending on where you live, your state might be in phase 1 of the reopening. At least that's what's happening here in Florida. My friend is very fortunate to be able to work from home. So am I. And even though there is so much to be grateful for in just saying that alone, it doesn't change the fact that many of us are still stressed. Whether you are working, not working, have kids who are learning from home, or you're just going through your own withdrawals of operating outside of the norm, you may be stressed in some way. The ability to recognize your body, how your body responds to the stress in your life, can be a very powerful skill. Your body registers stress long before the conscious mind does. When we feel muscle tension or pain, it's often the body's way of telling us that we're stressed and that our body awareness is the first step to acknowledging and reducing your stress. Chronic muscle tension is often associated with people who continuously hold on to negative thoughts and beliefs. When we're able to release those thoughts or beliefs, we're usually able to also release the tension or pain. For example, if you're someone who holds on to anger and frustration instead of expressing it or releasing it in a healthy way, you may be carrying quite a bit of tension or pain in your neck or shoulders. And you might say that people who experience a lot of anxiety are also more likely to deal with chronic stomach issues. Now, there are 2 types of awareness that I want to share with you. The first is external awareness. External awareness includes all stimulation to your 5 senses from the outside world. And internal awareness is the physical sensation, so like anything that you can feel. Emotional discomfort or even comfort inside of your body. So it doesn't just have to be discomfort. It can also be comfort. It's still that matter of a physical awareness. Now, much of the tension in your body isn't actually felt because most of your awareness is focused on the things happening around you, not inside of you. This is also why after you get a massage, you can't believe how much you needed it. You may have gone in for, say, stiff shoulders and left feeling a full body release of stiffness and pain that you never even realized was there. Being able to differentiate between the 2 types of awareness is important. The importance of your body states and their effect on your consciousness and their overall relationships to stress have been emphasized over many centuries and across cultures. Yoga is a great example of how the mind and body form that relationship. Becoming more aware of how your body responds to stress will give you some important information about your personal stress responses so that you can develop a stress management plan. And stress management will assist you in your self-management goals. So all of those things are very closely aligned. Next up, I am going to share with you some exercises that can help build your body awareness and help you to figure out those areas of tension in your body. The first one focuses on internal versus external awareness. This one is particularly helpful if you aren't quite sure how to tell the difference or you just need a little more practice. So first, focus your attention on the outside world. Talk to yourself, either out loud or to yourself, by saying, "I am aware of," and then fill in the blank. For example, I am aware of the car alarm going off outside of my window, the soft sound of the air conditioner blowing in the background, the multicolored rug or coffee brewing. After you've become aware of everything that is going on around you, shift your focus to your body and any physical sensations. This is your internal world. For example, I am aware of the twitch in my foot, tension in my neck. My stomach feels empty or full. My nose is itching. Next, try to switch back and forth between external and internal awareness. For example, I am aware of how soft the cushion is I'm sitting on, the slight glow of the nightlight in the corner, my legs crossed at the ankle, the smell of fresh laundry. Practice these things during the free moments of your day. Now, I can almost hear some of you, and I get it. I'm working nonstop from home, and oftentimes I forget to eat lunch. I have a child that's in the home too, but you have to make the time. The time isn't going to make itself. And yes, you can absolutely practice these things with life happening all around you at the same time. It's actually what makes these exercises more effective. The next exercise is body scanning. If you want, you can follow along with me or just listen all the way through and try this later on. Close your eyes, starting with your toes and moving up your body. Ask yourself, where am I tense? Whenever you discover a tense area, exaggerate it slightly so you can become more aware of it. Pay attention to the muscles in your body that are tense. Then, for example, say to yourself, I am tensing my shoulder muscles. I am creating tension in my body. All muscular tension is self-produced. You are in control of your tension. Become aware of any life situation that may be causing tension in your body and think about what you can do to change that. The next exercise is all about letting things flow through your body. You'll want to lie down on something firm and get comfortable. If you can, pull your knees up until your feet are resting flat. If you are unable to do this, get in the best position you can closest to this position. Close your eyes. Check to make sure you're comfortable. It's okay to move around a bit until you are. become aware of your breathing. Feel the air moving through your nose, mouth, down your throat and into your lungs. Focus on your body and let all of the parts come into your awareness. Do you notice any differences between the left and the right side of your body? Now, become aware of any physical discomfort you are feeling. Stay with this feeling, stay with this awareness until you can describe it in detail. Focus and be aware of what happens to this discomfort. It may change. Scan your body for any additional tension you haven't addressed and let it go with each breath you take. Continue to let go for 5 to 10 minutes while allowing your body to take over. Some of you may find 5 to 10 minutes difficult to do at first. Start at 1 to 2 minutes and build up if needed. Once you master 10 minutes, you may want to increase your time spent during body scans. I'll also warn you to not be alarmed if you fall asleep while scanning your body. It doesn't mean you did anything wrong. It happens, trust me. The last exercise I want to share is to keep a stress awareness journal. Journaling is such a great way to accomplish so many things, including stress management. Some parts of the day are more stressful than others. I think we can all agree on that. And some stressful events are likely to trigger physical and emotional symptoms. For example, knowing that you have to go in and meet with your boss regularly each week may cause you to have an upset stomach, or as many of us say, the bubble guts. Even if the weekly check-ins go well and you don't have a reason to be concerned, it can still be stressful and cause a physical response. I have a friend who develops a slight asthmatic type cough right before he shows a house to a client. And he shared with me that it's because he really wants to make the sale. And even though he's confident, he still finds it to be stressful. And this is usually the only time he gets this cough. For this reason, and many other reasons that many of you may be feeling or experiencing, keeping a record of stressful events as well as symptoms that may have been a stress reaction is useful. I'm sharing with you a free stress awareness journaling tool that you can find on my website. Visit bit.ly/letitgo20 for a copy of the journal. Keep the stress awareness journal for 2 weeks. Make a note of the time a stressful event occurs and the time you notice a physical or emotional symptom that could be related to the stress. I'd like to leave you with this gentle reminder. When you allow yourself increased awareness, you can find ways to let go of the tension you discover. Along with the release of tension, you will experience increased energy and a sense of well-being. Once again, if you'd like to receive your free tool to go along with this episode, please visit bit.ly/letitgo20. That's bit.ly/letitgo, the number 20. Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of Conversations with Dr. V. In between episodes, you can catch me on social media at Default2Happy, except for Twitter, where it's at Hello Dr. V. You can also visit my website at www.defaulttohappy.com. Until next time, be well.